This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Willie Nelson has quit smoking weed. The 86-year-old said, quote, "I've abused my lungs quite a bit in the past, so breathing is a little more difficult these days, and I have to be careful," unquote. His stash was so powerful that it inspired the Toby Keith song, "I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie Again." Well, neither will anyone else. They may, however, enjoy an edible with Willie. As radio stations everywhere turn to an all-Christmas format, what song makes listeners see red and nauseous all at the same time? That question remains unsettled in America, but over in the UK, a poll has singled out Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You" as the most annoying holiday song ever. Uh-huh. And I would add most annoying diva of all time, too. Kid Rock had to be lifted off the stage of his own bar in Nashville after grabbing the mic and launching into a drunken tirade about his hatred of Oprah Winfrey. The singer was on stage at Kid Rock's Honky Tonk and Steakhouse last week, delivering a long and repetitive rant in which he slurred, "F Oprah," multiple times while holding a mostly empty cup in one hand. AA needed? Zendaya and her Euphoria co-star Jacob Elordi are fueling romance rumors in Australia. The actors both spent Thanksgiving in Jacob's native Australia, where they made separate appearances at the 2019 GQ Men of the Year Awards in Sydney, but were photographed with Jacob's parents. Zendaya was honored with GQ Australia's Woman of the Year Award. Well, we'll see. The Crown co-stars Claire Foy and Matt Smith are close, and Foy is proving to be a supportive friend for Smith. The pair played young Elizabeth and Prince Philip in the first two seasons of The Crown and have maintained a very close friendship since. Now we hear she's supporting him on the heels of a possible breakup with Downton Abbey actress Lily James. Sounds like a happy ending. Oops. French Montana is feeling extra grateful. The 35-year-old rapper took to Instagram to reveal that he's finally out of the ICU after being hospitalized. A source said that the performer was recently in four countries in 6 days and that he was suffering from exhaustion, dehydration, an irregular heart rate, and severe stomach pains. No, he wasn't drunk. Glad he's better. Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough were both fired at America's Got Talent. Yep. The departure was a result of an alleged toxic workplace at the show. Union allegedly was subject to various racially motivated criticisms and went to HR over a racially insensitive joke made on set regarding people in Korea eating dogs. Hey, stop with the dog farms and the jokes will stop. The Pussycat Dolls are back. Nicole Scherzinger, Kimberly Wyatt, Ashley Roberts, Jessica Sutta, and Carmit Bachar took the stage for the first time in 10 years during the X Factor's UK's season finale. Noticeably absent from the reunion is Melody Thornton, who previously expressed that she wouldn't return to the girl group as she wanted to focus on her solo career. Melody who? Josh Brolin is warning his fans about the dangers of perineum sunning, which is giving your butt a tan. The actor's in a lot of pain after he gave his butthole a sunburn in the process, saying, "Do not do it as long as I did. My pucker hole is crazy burned. I'm icing, using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain. Whoever thought of this? F them. Ouch." Two high-profile K-pop stars have been sentenced to 6 years in prison for sexual assault, the latest development in a sex abuse scandal that has shocked South Korea and its music industry. The Burning Sun Club in Seoul's upscale Gangnam neighborhood was allegedly the site of bribery, violence, securing prostitutes for VIPs, rape, and drug trafficking. That's not Gangnam style. Whatever you do, never tweet at a Pete Davidson comedy show. The Saturday Night Live cast member has recently been doling out non-disclosure agreements before each of his recent comedy shows. No tweeting or Instagramming any opinions about the performance. None. Nada. No. Davidson wasn't available to respond as to why he's such an enormous douche. Leonardo DiCaprio has angrily denied bizarre and false claims from Brazil's right-wing president, Jair Bolsonaro, that the actor financed the wildfires in the Amazon, playing into a ploy by the World Wildlife Fund to generate donations. The claim is the latest in an effort by Bolsonaro to divert blame for the disastrous fires from his government. Whack job! Billy Dee Williams, best known for his role as Lando Calrissian in the 1980s Star Wars films, revealed he identifies as gender fluid. Williams, 82, described his legacy as a colorful character who doesn't take himself or herself too seriously. Too bad he had to wait until he's 82 to come out, but if he had said that back in the day, his career would have been over. Disney chief Bob Iger okayed an early debut of The Rise of Skywalker for a terminally ill man whose dying wish was to see the latest Star Wars film with his son. Rowan's Hospice in Hampshire, England, where he's a patient, tweeted a cry for help, saying the man is a huge Star Wars fan, but sadly, time is not on his side for the movie's December 20th debut. Well, he got his wish. The Trash Bin. This Is Us star Justin Hartley's estranged wife, Chrishell, responded to her husband's abrupt divorce filing, saying that it came out of the blue. Justin and Chrishell, who met when they both starred in soap operas and had been together for years, are already bickering over finances in their divorce. She wants him to pay spousal support and her lawyer fees, and he says, no.
The news wrap-up.
Personal loans are growing at an 11% annual clip, faster than student loan or credit card balances. Apple is reportedly planning to shake up its iPhone sizes in 2020, including its biggest screen yet. Meanwhile, Apple AirPods have seen a surge of demand and could face holiday shortages. Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google are investing in the affordable housing crisis they helped create.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Frozen 2 is the number one film for the third week.
The number one album.
The Frozen 2 soundtrack is the best-selling album in the USA.
The number one app.
Of course, once again, it's Minecraft.
The number one book.
Crime in Progress by Glenn Simpson and Peter Fritsch is the number one nonfiction book.
The Weeknd has won 3 Grammy Awards, 8 Billboard Music Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 9 Juno Awards, and has been nominated for an Academy Award. He's also sold over 70 million records worldwide. Wow! In August of this year, he made his acting debut in the film Uncut Gems, which is generating Oscar buzz for its star, comedian Adam Sandler. Last month, The Weeknd teased the release of his upcoming 4th album by posting scenes he was shooting for a new music video for the song Blinding Lights on Fremont Street in Las Vegas. Now his new single has dropped and it's going to be another smash hit for this Canadian, eh? Here's The Weeknd with the song of the week, Heartless.
Said I'm heartless, so much they be falling out the pocket. Metro Boomin turn this to a mosh pit. Tesla bill got me flying like a cockpit. Yeah, I gotta watch it. Call me up, turn up to a faucet. Duffel bags full of drugs and a rocket. Sticks drunk, but he never miss a target. Photo shoots, I'm a star now. I'm talking time, rolling stone and bizarre now. Selling dreams to these girls with their guard down. 7 years I've been swimming with the sharks now.
That was The Weeknd with the song of the week, Heartless. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.